بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Answering it down some questions and questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Allah who is Ar-Rahman. Allah who is Al-Mannan.
La ilaha illa.
Please send us your emails through our email, which is englishradio@irib.ir.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. Welcome to another episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. I am Atta, the host of this program. Sheikh Karimi is with me in the studio to answer questions on Islamic beliefs. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh. Welcome to the show.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah, and thank you for having me.
Okay, some people has always asked the question and doubted about the justice or adala of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because they see so many different people from different social classes, some of them rich, some of them poor, some of them smart, some of them not as smart, and they link all these to the sole creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because they say He has created people this way, so this is Allah's problem and Allah's mistake. Is it so, Shaykh?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. For sure, justice is one of the main features and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But does it mean that justice requires all the people to be in the same position and status, with the same capacity, wealth, and smartness, and so on and so forth? For sure, the answer is negative. Mm-hmm. Imagine a world in which all the people enjoy similar characteristics in terms of wealth and whether they are smart. And yes. Imagine everybody on this earth enjoy the same IQ and EQ. And so for sure, all the people will go for one job, for example, and all the other jobs are abandoned by the people.
Yes.
So my point is that justice of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't require Him to give every creature the same as He gives to others. No, we have different capacities, and this is mentioned in the Noble Book of Quran that لَا تُكَلَّفُ نَفْسٌ إِلَّا وُسْعَهَا.
Yes.
So the point is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to task you and to ask you based on whatever He has given you.
Yes.
So a man who is wealthy, for example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will task him much more compared to poor people, for example. So my first point is that the responsibilities are also in line with our capacities.
Yes.
And what we are given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the first point. The second point is that both poorness, being poor and wealthy, and the same can be applied to other features like being smart or non-smart or whatever. So being poor in many cases can be a test by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And of course, to be wealthy can be also a test. So for many people, when they are poor, they forget about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the very fact that we are poor can be, in some cases at least, a divine test to see, of course Allah knows, it is for us to see if we are worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even at the time of poorness or not. The third point is that many poor people, they ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for money, for wealth, and for more, facilities of this world. And sometimes they question God why their requests are not answered by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The answer is that, again, at least in some cases, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows that if they are given what they are asking for, then they will go toward disbelief.
Yes.
And committing sins. We have
Yes.
different stories regarding this. A man who was suffering a lot from poorness, he went to the Prophet, peace be upon him and his family, and he asked him to pray for him to get rid of poorness. And after him He insisted a lot. The Holy Prophet prayed for him and gave him some money. The man before that, when he was poor, he was joining the congregational prayer of the Prophet every day. He was, man of piety. Then he was able to buy some sheep. Then the number of the sheep increased so much he was able to have a big herd. And he was forced to go outside the city of Medina. And so he was not able to join the congregational prayer of the Prophet anymore. So much so that finally when the Holy Prophet sent someone to take zakat from him because he had so many sheep, the man refused to give even zakat, which was one of the obligations.
Yes.
So for him, it turned out that it was better for him to remain poor. And finally he came to the Prophet. The Holy Prophet just asked him to give him back the money that the Holy Prophet had already lent him. The man did so, and usually he lost all his properties.
Okay.
I don't want to claim that this is applicable for all people, but at least for some people, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows that if he is going to give them whatever they want, then they will gradually forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
IRIB English Radio presents Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs. Answering your theological questions in Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs. Send us your questions to English Radio at irib.ir.
Praises to Allah, all glories to Allah, we worship Allah and no one but Allah.
It becomes an excuse for some people not to try their best in life.
Exactly. This is my next point.
Yeah, for example, okay, so Allah gives this one to that one. No, for sure, some people has endeavored and tried their best, you know, they sacrificed their time, you know, their, we can say, energy.
Mm-hmm.
They're studied, you know, hard sometimes in order to get experience and acquire experience to get somewhere, for example, monetary speaking, financially speaking, or in studies or academic status or something
Exactly. I think the best role model in this regard are our Holy Prophet and the Imams of the Ahlul Bayt, alayhim as-salam.
Yes.
Let's just talk about Imam Ali, alayhi as-salam. We know that we can call him maybe at least one of the wealthiest people in the city of Kufa and Medina in terms of, his hard work and the fact that he dug so many wells.
Yes.
But at the same time, he himself was running a very poor life.
Mm-hmm.
But to begin with, he was working hard. He was able to, dig wells, but then he dedicated them to poor people, the orphans, and so on
through
and so forth.
Through gardening, working in the gardens, you know.
Exactly.
Yes, that's
right. And the same can be seen in the lifestyle of our Prophet, peace be upon him, and his family, and all the Imams of the Ahlul Bayt.
Mm-hmm.
So the religion of Islam is pro-working, is pro-wealth. Islam is not pro-poverty at all. Islam, discourages people to be and to remain poor. And this is my third point, that for some cases, the reason for poorness is the fact that we are lazy people.
Yes.
We are, not trying enough. Again, I'm not saying that this is for all people, because some people try, but at the end of the day, they remain poor. I'm not talking about them. But for the majority of the people, this poorness comes from our actions,
That's
the fact that we are not trying enough. And again, the next point, and we should not take it lightly again, is the spiritual factors.
That's right.
According to the verses of the Quran and the narrations of the Ahlul Bayt, there are some sins which cause people to become poor or to remain poor. Again, there is a kind of misunderstanding here that some people read some narrations and they generalize the narrations.
Yes.
So if the narrations refer to the fact that sometimes if you commit a sin, then you might become poor or your rest, your sustenance is decreased, then all at once they say that we see so many people, they are rich and they are committing all kinds of sins.
Yes.
So this group of narrations is just referring to one of the reasons for poorness and not the whole reason.
So and it does not mean then necessarily that all the rich people are fasid.
Exactly.
Are corrupted.
Exactly. Okay. And doesn't mean that all the poor people are poor because they have committed so many sins.
All the poor people are good.
Exactly. Okay. Exactly.
Okay. We have both poverty does scenarios. Not mean being good.
Exactly.
Okay.
Of course, maybe we can claim that, the number of the pious people among the poor people maybe outnumber the number of the pious people among the wealthy people. So my point is that we should not forget about the spiritual effects, reasons and factors. For some cases, we are poor because of the actions, the sins that we have committed.
That's right.
We have the concept of rizq or sustenance mentioned in the Noble Book of Quran in many verses, and of course the narrations, for example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Inna rabbaka yabsutu rizqa liman yasha." Indeed, your Lord expands the provision for whomever He wishes. Now again, liman yasha, this wish, this will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't mean that He wishes without any reason.
Yes.
No, it is dependent on many reasons. Mm-hmm. One of them is the efforts of the people.
That's right.
And the other point is that whether it is for their goodness for Allah to increase their sustenance or not.
Okay.
The
And we know that so many people have high IQ, but they do not try their best. We had so many people with low IQ, but they practiced their best and reached higher status, for example, in creation, in discoveries all around the world, okay? This is important about the inventors, the main inventors of the history all across the world, okay?
The next verse in this regard is from chapter Ash-Shura, verse 27. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَوْ بَسَتَ اللَّهُ رِزْقَ لِعِبَادِهِ Were Allah to expand the provision for all His servants, لَبَغَوْ فِي الْأَرْضِ They would surely create havoc on the earth. They would commit all kinds of sins.
Yes.
وَلَكِنْ يُنَزِّلُ بِقَدْرٍ مَّا يَشَاءُ But He sends down in a precise measure whatever He wishes. This is the point that I mentioned.
Yes.
At least for some people, Allah knows that if they are going to be too much wealthy, then they would commit all kinds of sins. And we have examples in our real life. We see people that as long as they are poor people or in an average state, they worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they pay attention to the obligations. But as soon as, they become wealthy and rich people, they, gradually begin to forget about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and commit all kinds of sins.
That's all right.
Now, let's also talk about, being smart or non-smart. Again, it has different reasons. And we shouldn't think that everything, nothing is related to our actions. No, we know that. Just let me refer to one factor, and our dear listeners can think of other actions and factors. We know that one of the issues which have a great effect on, for example, the IQ of our children is the estate of the parents at the time of the conception. So different factors can, for example, imagine a drunk mother and father.
Yes.
And the child is born, by a drunk parent. For sure, it will have, negative effect on the child. Of course, the child cannot be blamed, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make it up for him or her. But the point is that we should not forget the principle of cause and effect. If you are drunk, then your child would be suffering from some illnesses.
Yes.
Or he or she would be not that smart, for example.
The statistics show that the drunkard women or smoking women during their pregnancy, their child will be born with ailments.
Exactly.
That's right. Okay.
So these are some also material and physical factors that also play a role. Of course, as I mentioned, the children cannot be blamed, but God will make it up for them.
That's all right. Thank you very much, Sheikh Kerimi, for a nice elaboration regarding the topic, the justice of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, why some people are born poor and some we can say rich, and what is the real meaning of being poor and rich. It was very kind of you.
My pleasure.
And thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to us. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.ir, Call of Islam page. Till another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanallah.
Inna fil jannati nahran min laban li aliyin wa husayin wa hasan. Li aliyin wa husayin wa hasan. Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن.